If we go back a decade or two, really the point really was just to get someone able to move. Now it's really about improving performance. So we have to a bit, if you can imagine like trying on a pair of shoes, it's all about how the amputee stump, for example, it fits, because it can change shape every day based on how much they might have drunk or what the weather's doing. It can swell. So we have to do little things to make sure that the socket actually fits properly and the prosthesis fits properly, but also to try and make sure that whatever we do with that gets the absolute maximum amount of performance out in the sport that the athlete wants to perform in. And that's the tricky bit.
I'm assuming even you've got to look at things like aerodynamics and stuff like that as well. It's not just how comfortable it is on the leg, because at the end of the day, no athlete wants it dragging them back.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of it depends on the sport you're looking at. I mean, a lot of my recent stuff is in cycling, so aerodynamics is a massive part of that. And when you see Team GB, for example, rolling out this weekend, they will have spent an enormous amount of testing and money on making sure that the aerodynamics is improved as much as it could be, because effectively the wind resistance is the greatest thing slowing you down when you try and start moving forwards. In other sports, the actual priorities might be slightly different. It might be stability, or it might be, in the case of runners, for example, the amount of energy you can get back out of them. But for me, predominantly on bikes at the moment, yeah, aerodynamics is one of the largest issues that we have.
I mean, in this sort of technology, this sort of level of engineering, and you say advancement as well compared to 10 years ago, I mean, it just shows to people sat at home who maybe, you know, have an amputation or disability in some form that, you know, there is the tech out there for you to do whatever you like.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing. I mean, the Paralympics, especially if you look at London, was a very, very inspirational event for a lot of us. In fact, me in particular, actually, I found it incredibly rewarding to watch those games. And I think what's really, really important is that when people see the performances over the next few weeks and months, that they realise that these are normal people and that anything is possible if you put the time and the effort into it. And a lot of the research that we do at Bournemouth is just one really, really small little notch of that overall sort of formula, but it is an important one. But there are real bridges between someone that has lost a limb and then being able to do something quite special with it.
How do you feel then when you might see one of your athletes that you've helped and you've helped design prosthesis for, and they're up there on a podium or winning races? I mean, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, one of the athletes I worked with a couple of years back won a world championship, and I got an enormous buzz out of that, because I think one of the greatest problems that we have as academics sometimes is our work is often perceived as being too highbrow or unobtainable or very, very hard to stand or hard to understand. And I think in projects like that, that's whereby people get what we're trying to do, and I really get a lot from it, because it's really applying stuff that we do in laboratories and on computer simulations in the real world with real world tangible results. So for me personally, because I'm from quite a practical background anyway, that gives me an enormous sense of reward and satisfaction. And all the research that I do now, I always try to have that angle on it. It keeps me motivated.